Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If they don't win it, you cannot bring back the same team. You know what I mean?
Well, like, you'll have financial constraints, so that'll naturally be the title of the jam. And Debo, I don't think he's done himself any favors if we're looking down the road, and we're not. It's about Operation LA, but this injury don't help him.
Help who?
Debo, if they had to pick between, you know what I'm saying? If you already signed Ayuk and we are talking about still up in the air, they could trade one of the two or whatnot. And Debo's in his greatest shape of his career, and all of a sudden you lose Debo. Like, it has a last dance feel to this current roster. I don't think we can hide from that now.
I know. And I'm completely with you. And if for whatever reason this season gets derailed by injury and this group doesn't feel like it had a great chance this year because of the injury, unfortunately, it's not going to matter. It's not going to matter. If you don't get it done this year, how can you justify essentially trying to bring everybody back that you can if you haven't been able to get it done in 5 years? If you don't do it this year, you got to move on from some people, don't you?
Well, I mean, and it starts with what we talked about. How much you're going to give a certain quarterback. And, you know, things have changed relatively fast to where you are right, Donnie. It is crazy and in a twisted way, because nobody wants to see this, it's become more exciting to watch this Niner team function without two of the studs. And one of the studs may never come back this year. Like that is on the bingo card for me. And you didn't ask. I'm just bringing that up in regard to McCaffrey. If you really, really, really want to slow play this and not have him tear anything. So right now, I think we're getting the answers to those questions. And what we saw against Minnesota was not – that wasn't it. That ain't going to get you to the NFC Championship game. So now you got to go back to the lab. And I said Kyle was the most – I'm cussing my own self out. Stoney, the players make plays. You got to go out there. Kyle had nothing to do with the 97-yard pass where, guys get peeking in the backfield, getting caught looking. And it is what it is. Brown was peeking and he got caught. So that wasn't Kyle.
Well,
Kyle wasn't throwing the ball high or letting the ball slip out his hand. But he did call those three run plays in the red zone when you got beast mode back
well,
there.
Well, this is what Brian Baldinger said about that play, the bomb to Jefferson.
I don't know what they're thinking. Diamador Lenore's on the other side of the field garden grass. Like, there's nothing over there. There's no work. You got Naylor and Jefferson over here in a stack. I don't know why you would drop down your backup safety in that situation. You know, him and Tig are the safeties in the play, and Odom is down there. If you're going to play that stack, at least put Treverius on Justin right there and let Ward take Naylor. Like, I mean, at least put your best corner on the best receiver in that situation. And so not only did they get caught with their second corner on the other side of the field, but they got caught with, you know, their third safety on Jefferson like that. And that's, you know, I mean, Sam saw that all the way. I think he saw it pre-snap, actually. Yeah. You know, in the biggest play that I've seen the 49ers give up since Shanahan has been there, you know, happened on the play.
Wow, and you
so
know
maybe,
what I think?
Maybe ahead. It was some on the coaching the coaching staff.
Well, that would be Sorensen because that's out of the ball. It's his unit. But what about what Ward said at the – I gave him a little flack for yesterday about, you know, maybe there was some validity to that. You should have had me on him. I should have been shadowing J.J.
I mean, man, that was just that was part of it. Here's the one, like when – I mean, maybe there was something to it. This is Richard Sherman, future Hall of Famer.
They allowed him to throw a 97-yard touchdown pass to Justin Jefferson. Unacceptable, no matter what part of the game you're in, no matter what situation, no matter if it's backed up, whatever the situation is. You got two safeties guarding Justin Jefferson. He split the defense. You should never put those guys in that situation. He should be doubled at all times. He's the best player on their football team. He's not a guy that you should let loose or not have an eye on or say, oh, they're going to run the ball. Let them run the ball. Let them run the ball in that situation. Too deep. We stopped Justin Jefferson. They ran a play like that in week one, had some success. It was a post corner to Justin Jefferson, had some success. This week it was a corner post, and he was able to get behind the defense. Sam Darnold threw a beautiful football for the 97-yard touchdown.
That was Richard Sherman. So Richard Sherman and Brian Baldinger both questioning the coverage there.
Yeah. And when you have that result, I think it's fair game, right? I'll tell you what, his predecessor, Robert Saleh, doesn't have that on his ledger. D'Amico Ryans doesn't have that on his ledger. And damn sure Mr. Wilkes, if you want to call him a scapegoat, doesn't have that on his ledger, Stoney. So that is not good for Sorensen. And again, his unit turned into a great game Monday night against the Jets. And I was in here saying how dominant they look. But, I mean, all we do with our job is react to new information. And Minnesota, offensively for the Niners and defensively and coaching, was nothing to write home about at all. And that's why they lost.
So you said something very interesting a minute or two ago about that without Debo and McCaffrey, it's almost become, you know, more exciting to watch this offense and to see what they can do. So, and I listen, you're not a 49er fan per se,
right?
But
we cover the team.
But I completely understand what you're saying. But I want to ask 49er fans how they view this next 2 or 3 weeks. And I get it. I get you're not excited about playing without those two guys. But I want to know how many fans are, at least like me, when I look at this, knowing that it's early in the season, is there any way this could be a good thing in the long term for the San Francisco 49ers? That for the next 2 weeks, they've got to figure out a way to win games without two of their big weapons. I truly believe that this could be a benefit because it's some early season adversity, and it's addressing the one question about Brock Purdy that is still out there about what happens if he doesn't have a loaded team around him. And you didn't want it to work out this way. I understand that. But this could also be a 2 to 3 week period, Goo, where Brock Purdy establishes himself on a level that he hasn't established himself, because if he gets it done with this group without those two key components offensively, then what do detractors have to say? If Brock Purdy looks good the next 2 or 3 weeks, how could he possibly have detractors? So that's, I'm choosing to look at this
as a
positive.
We've already crossed this bridge.
No, we haven't.
And he didn't look great. They lost 3 games in a row. He didn't look great against Cincinnati when Burrow came in here and they put on a clinic. It wasn't all, but he threw an interception.
Right.
He lost to Cleveland and Minnesota.
But he's got another shot now. It's
okay,
a year
gotcha.
Later.
But I guess.
And he's missing two of his weapons.
Yeah.
So you're damn right. I think this is important to see how
he plays.
Well,
it depends on who you are. And the reason I say that is I look at our 49er fans we have here, guys in the morning, diehards, Willard and Dibbs. Stoney, what is your goal? I heard Bonte this morning. I wasn't mad at him. He was in straight survival mode. If we win 3-0, 6-3, he'll take it. And that was a Niner fan to me saying, it's about the dubs. To hell with the contract and what we're going to pay Brock Purdy. But Stoney, if I'm upstairs or my last name is York, maybe I am looking at, okay, the team success and the individual play.
You have to.
Okay, right.
You have to.
And I get that. That's the world we live in. But the three-game losing streak, my point is, Steinie, didn't stop Brock from taking the team to the Super Bowl. It was, you know, a bump in the road, and he got back on his bike when guys returned, and he got back after it. I just don't like the fact that he looked regular, and there was some Jimmy stuff I saw from the Niner quarterback position on Sunday without McCaffrey, and now there is no Debo. And I'm wondering, Steinie, will that be on display more moving forward?
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Look,
because everything you're saying is legit, man. It's just on how you look at it.
I mean, what Brock Purdy has put in his file in a year and a half has been nothing short of terrific. It's been nothing short of impressive. We all know that. But the next 2 weeks are going to be a different kind of challenge for him. I get he was
football
missing.
Football-wise.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes. He's going to quarterback a team this week and next week that isn't as good offensively around him as it has been for essentially a year and a half. So, yes, there's pressure on him to come through. And first and foremost, no, I agree with Bonte. The first thing you got to do is win the game
right. Any
way you can.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
But after that, then I do think we get to see Brock Purdy in a new light. And you know what? I, for one, as a 49er fan, would be optimistic, and I'd be looking forward to it because we're going to see more of the type of game that he may, or the type of team that he may have to quarterback a year or two from now if and when they lose a weapon or two. So I think it could be a blessing in disguise. I really could. And the best case scenario is he looks great and you realize, hey, we got a quarterback and we thought we had one before, but now we know. Now we know for sure that we got a guy who can lead our team into the future. But if he doesn't look good, I'm just telling you, the nature of sports, and especially the NFL, we're going to be coming in here the next two Mondays saying, now what? Now what if he doesn't look as good as he's looked in the first year and a half?
Well,
888-957-9570. 9570. And how much confidence do you have in Brock Purdy? You know, that's another thing. And I'm not calling anybody out, but it's easy to be sold. It's been very easy, I think, to be sold on Brock Purdy. And the next 2 weeks are going to give us a clear indication of who he is. But that's also the nature of the NFL. You got to prove it every single week. And he's got 15 more weeks to prove that he's the quarterback of the future for the 49ers. And I don't think that anything leads me to believe he won't be. But as we were talking about yesterday, Goo, I mean, things change in a hurry in the NFL. And here's the other thing. This guy gets sacked like he got sacked on Sunday.
No doubt.
How's he going to stay upright for the entire season?
That's a legit concern. And that was the one thing I was looking at, like, just, you know, did he get up? Is he okay? And you just hit me with something. Let me just do this, Donnie. You said, could this be a blessing in disguise? Because there's multiple things at play here. It's not just Brock Purdy. Steiny, if somehow McCaffrey were to come back in 3 weeks, I never want to live in a world covering this team, watching here in the Bay, where we don't see Jordan Mason featured along Christian McCaffrey. I'm not saying, and the title of the slogan for that would be, save McCaffrey for the playoffs. How can you do that when you got a beast or an animal or a mutant, as I dub them, in Jordan Mason? But it's going back to Kyle Shanahan, and I compare it to Jonathan Kuminga. When Wiggins went out a couple years ago and Jonathan Kuminga took off, and then when Wiggins came back, Kuminga was an afterthought, and he had that bad playoffs, and he didn't even probably play his best basketball at all against the Lakers. So my point is, I want McCaffrey to come back, and when you say there's a blessing in disguise, that's if Kyle uses a dual threat now. I'm not saying Mason is as good as McCaffrey. I'm not. But, Steiny, in this NFL, I feel like you got to have a two- or three-headed monster, and that's a luxury. But, my goodness, Mason was on this team last year and didn't see the ball. Is it fair to question that? I won't, because that does us no good now. But I'm wondering, since all of us have been introduced to Mason, there's no way when that day does come, McCaffrey comes back, that he's not a part of your running game.
Like, probably not a big part of it.
That is, man.
And the other thing is, listen.
I see that.
You may think I'm kidding, but I'm not. Well, first of all, I would love for McCaffrey to have an 11-game regular season if he's healthy. Perfect.
At the end.
Perfect. Yeah, well. Perfect. Now, the one thing that I will maybe argue against a little bit is the idea of, well, let's really rest these guys and save them for the playoffs.
That's not what this is about.
Like, they're 1-1 right now, and they're going to play the next two games without two of their big boy weapons. It's possible they could get behind the eight ball these next 2 weeks. That's very possible.
And we've seen that under the Kyle era. Remember 3-5 a couple years ago and went to the NFC Championship game, lost to the Rams.
And if they start 1-3 or 2-3 and then McCaffrey's back, you don't have the luxury of, well, we're going to work him in and we'll still get Mason touches and we can let Debo kind of ease his way back. The number one seed is still the way to go to best ensure you make the postseason or to make the Super Bowl. And
but not with performances like last Sunday and many.
Exactly. And you know, you start 1-3 or 2-3, you're probably going to be two games behind the team that's the best in the NFC. And the 49ers, their goal is always to be the number one seed, and when they are, they have one fewer game, and then they have both their games at home. It's huge. Let's go to Tony in San Jose. Hey, Tony, what's going on, man?
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen? Hope you're having a great day. Thanks for taking my call.
Back at you.
I just wanted to go ahead. I'm not too worried at all. I think that it's a hiccup right now.
Right.
Obviously, they had some great intel. They had Sam Darnold, so they had the playbook. And if you look at the defense of Minnesota, in crucial situations, they were making a lot of defensive adjustments. on the spot, and that's coming from Darnold's insight, right? That's number one. Number two, Steiny, you're mentioning that, you know, they're taking his big boys. Well, imagine if you took A.J. Brown and Saquon Barkley from quarterback in Philly. Mm-hmm. He'd be pretty run-of-the-mill. So I think we have to consider that. I mean, yes, Brock's back is against the wall. I feel confident that he's going to come through at the end of the day. But, I mean, if you're taking away those two key weapons, he's going to first face some adversity. And I just think we have to be patient with that and just weather the storm. But, Steiny, can you address that as far as any team? You take away any two key players from any two teams, and the quarterback's going to become very mundane, very sedative.
I that's a good point. And that's why I do
look at
think,
the Rams.
That's why I do think it is about finding a way to win without these two players. And I'm not expecting Brock Purdy to throw four touchdowns on Sunday.
Be Dan Marino.
But I'd love to see him play. And after the game, we say, how'd Purdy look? He looked pretty good.
Yeah.
Purdy looked pretty good. He's still in control of that offense. He still makes all the right decisions. And the thing I'm going to be looking for is, will the eye test tell you that maybe he's trying to do too much? And then what happens when he has to maybe make riskier plays? Maybe he's capable of doing it. But I'm excited, not because these guys are hurt, but yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Brock Purdy perform in the next 2 weeks. And I don't have any expectation on him. And if they win the games, that's all you really want to do. And if he's able to win these games, even if it doesn't look, it's probably not going to look great if they win the game, but it'll look good enough. And that's the first thing I want to see.
Because they're in survival mode right now.
Exactly.
And the one part I don't like about any of this, and it being a calf for Debo, and I'm not trying to sell fear, but the bottom line, Steiny, is you're saying 2 weeks and that was a report. We don't know. Just like we didn't know with McCaffrey. Oh, he's just not practicing. He's OG, nothing to see here. And I was the only one worried. And then look what that turned into.
Shanahan.
All right, guys. Injuries from the game, just one new one. Debo ended up having a calf strain. He'll probably miss a couple weeks. And that's it.
Yeah, a couple weeks. That's right. It.
Gotcha.
A couple weeks.
And they lost with Debo. You know what I mean? Went 400.
Yep, 415. This is going to be very interesting without McCaffrey and Debo. And it's all on Shanahan. A good coach can still win with Purdy, Ayuk, Kittle, and Jordan Mason.
See, but my dirty little secret is he's got his contract.
Against the Rams.
It just like it is Ayuk. They're paid. The only person really playing for their Skrilla is Brock Purdy. And you kind of said this months ago.
But there's pressure on Ayuk now to live up to the contract.
From the fans.
Exactly.
No, but from an organization standpoint, if my quarterback does a metamorphosis and we see some things that we hadn't saw, I mean, what do you do with that entail? If McCaffrey doesn't come back and save the day or he's out the year, you know what I mean? Or do you say, hey, Steiny, sit down.
I don't understand.
We're going to pay you when you were at your best, when everything was good.
I don't understand how, like, to me, there's a target on Brandon Ayuk's back right now. You held out.
Yeah.
You got your money.
I'm feeling you.
You're a top five paid wide receiver. Like, get it done.
No doubt.
He's the one guy who I expect even more than Brock Purdy to come to play the next 2 weeks, because you did get paid, and you are supposed to be a number one receiver. We're still assessing what Purdy is.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.